Thank you so much. Are there any questions from the committee? Yes, Representative Bloom.
Thank you, Mr. Saunders. And I'm kind of focused on this remediation part. And so you have this filtration system at your home, correct?
Yes.
And you, so you have to change out the filtration system on a regular basis?
Well, so far over the last year, we have not had to have the treatment changed out at all. It's worked very well. All the numbers are non-detect, and the DEP has at least stated so far that they will be doing that work. What's interesting to me is that if this level is above 20 parts per trillion for the next 48 years, we wonder and have heard rumor of how long the DEP would actually maintain that. But that's the drinking water. The land is, we live on a highly contaminated, industrially contaminated aquifer, and this has affected our land and our livelihoods greatly because of that. And I think the comment made earlier of turning off the tap makes all the sense in the world.
And just to follow up, but when we filter out these chemicals, they're still there. They're concentrated now in your filtration system. Do you have to dispose of that filtration system when you need to replace it in a proper way?
Well, I know that the treatment company that put in the filtration, because I've asked about this, they take the carbon that is expended, although I have not changed my system yet, and they dispose of it. Okay. I do not know how they dispose of that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Representative Ziegler.
Yes, thank
Point
you.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
What is that?
It is generally the rule of the committee that the sponsor of a bill doesn't ask questions or speak to the bill during the hearing.
Unless the chairs allow it, correct, Representative?
Well, as I said, it is the rule of committees that the sponsor of a bill remains silent while the bill is being heard.
Thank you for bringing that up. I addressed one of the chairs in regards to that. And
excuse me, I'm addressing the chair, and I'd like an answer from the chair if I may have that.
My understanding is it's not the rule, but it's usually the etiquette.
I take it then, Madam Chair, that you're going to allow any sponsor to speak at any time on their bills?
I think if the sponsor has a question of someone offering public testimony, I would permit it. Representative Tucker.
Yes, Rule 304 and the committee rules read as follows. A committee member who is the primary sponsor of a bill and any member who testifies for or against the bill shall ordinarily refrain from questioning other witnesses. And the practice has been that you have to ask special permission of the chair and give some special reason why a sponsoring member should be able to ask a question. And it's the chair's prerogative.
Thank you, Representative. Representative Ziegler, do you have a special reason why your question should be?
No, I was under an assumption because of a conversation I had, and I will refrain from asking those questions because I feel the committee is asking very pertinent and important questions, and I don't think we need my addition.
Representative Hanley, thank you for your point of order.
Thank you for your response.
Are there any other questions? All right, not seeing any. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you.